The primary election is just over a month away. In addition to voting for candidates of the same party running against each other, on August 26th, all registered voters can weigh in on contested judicial seats. Today, the Tiger Bay Club of Tampa held a forum for all 10 candidates in the 5 contested races for Hillsborough County Circuit Judge. All 5 of these judicial races are countywide and nonpartisan. 3 of the 5 races are for open seats, and 2 feature a judicial hopeful running against an incumbent. The contest for Circuit Court Judge Group 7 is between Catherine M. Catlin and the incumbent, Judge Kevin Carey. When he was elected in 2002, Carey won 63% of the vote.
One of the challenges as a judge is to work in areas that you don't, you may not practice in, and we're all going to be doing that, those of you who become judges, and that's a challenge. I started out in drug court in felony and did not have any background in felony work, and I learned about that area. But the more important thing is I've helped hundreds of families and children deal with crisis.
Carey's opponent, Catherine M. Catlin, started her own law firm in 1995.
I believe that experience as a sole practitioner is what makes me the better candidate in this group. Not only have I had to manage my business, but I've had to handle my clients from beginning to end in very emotional situations. I practice in marital and family law. It requires control. It requires time management. It requires decisiveness. Those are the qualities that we need in our judges, and that is why I'm running.
The other incumbent who faces a challenger is Judge Martha Cook, who was elected the same year as Carey to be the Circuit Court Judge Group 30.
After my election in 2002, I asked the Chief Judge to appoint me to the Dependency Court because of my passion for children, which he did, and for 4.5 years I served as a Dependency Court Judge hearing cases involving abused, abandoned, and neglected children. During that time, I was honored to preside over hundreds of adoptions and started the National Adoption Day, which we have now annually.
Judge Cook's opponent is Constance Daniels, who became a mother when she was a teenager and began her career as an assistant public defender.
Thereafter, I started my own law practice in 1997. And in so doing, I practiced in 4 areas of law. Those areas are family law, personal injury law, criminal law on both the state and federal level, and juvenile dependency law. I must say that in my practice, I believe that I've made the biggest difference in juvenile dependency law.
The 3 other judicial seats are open. Carolyn Teshi and Jason D. Montez face off for Circuit Court Judge Group 1. Teshi served as an intern in the office of Rudy Giuliani and as a prosecutor under Janet Reno in Miami.
I've had my own law firm here successfully in Tampa for the past 10 years. I've handled a number of cases. Many, many clients have been very satisfied with my work. And I'm pleased to say that I'm endorsed by the Police Benevolent Association, the City of Tampa Firefighters, the AFL-CIO, and I've been extremely involved in community service activities. I believe I am the best candidate with the best experience with the temperament.
Running against Teshi is Jason D. Montez, who said that he started practicing law 6 years ago following his first career.
I was also involved in the U.S. military, part of the Florida Army National Guard, and the Military Intelligence Corps, Services and Support Corps. I have the unique ability, I believe, to relate to the parties that might come before the court because of my life experience, and I think that's important as a judge. Legal experience is, yes, obviously important, but I believe that life experience is equally, if not more, important.
The race for Circuit Court Judge Group 2 is between Miriam Velez and Samantha Ward. Velez said she is running for judge because she believes in the concept of justice.
I'm the best candidate because I have that level of diversity, and I'm going to bring a new perspective to the courtroom with my experience in law enforcement, and that was 6 years, and now practicing as an attorney for an additional 6 years. So I have 12 years of experience, and I'm very well-versed, not only in criminal, but in civil.
Running against Velez is Samantha Ward, who has worked for 14 years with public defender Julie Holt.
I've tried death penalty cases as a prosecutor and as a public defender. I believe that gives me a unique experience as a litigant and as a trial lawyer, and believe that I could best assist the Hillsborough County in bringing that experience as a litigant daily in the courtroom and as an administrator to the judgeship.
The 5th contested Circuit Court judge race is in Group 21, where Linda Courtney Clark is facing off against Lisa Campbell. Clark began her career practicing civil litigation with a local law firm.
After that time, I formed my own practice, first with a partner and then as a solo practitioner. I continue today a very active practice as a solo practitioner. The focus of my practice is marital family law as well as juvenile, including dependency, termination of parental rights. I also continue my work in civil litigation as well as criminal.
Clark is facing opponent Lisa Campbell, who called herself a balanced candidate.
I'm running for judge because I have a firm belief that mere access to the courts does not in and of itself assure the proper functioning of an adversarial process. What makes our system fair begins with the top down. It begins with the person that we elect or appoint to sit as our circuit court judge. I come to you as a person prepared and willing to serve.
Links to the websites of all these circuit court judge candidates can be found in our news archive at wmnf.org/news. The candidates will meet again in a public forum on Tuesday, July 29th at the West Tampa Library. The forum is sponsored by several Democratic Party groups and will be moderated by WMNF's Mitch Perry. The next Tampa Tiger Bay Club meeting will be on August 26th and will feature Hillsborough County candidates for County Commission, School Board, and Property Appraiser. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.